Everyone, please take their seats. We're going to start the Committee on Education. Thank you very much. All right, the Committee on Education will now come to order. Lorraine, please call the roll.
Chair Huckel?
Present.
Vice Chair Mayfield?
Here.
Senator Book? Senator Farmer?
Here.
Senator Galvano? Senator Lee? Senator Perry? Senator Simmons?
Here.
Senator Simpson?
Here.
Senator Stewart?
Here.
Senator Thurston?
Here.
Quorum present.
Thank you very much. We do have a quorum present. And I'm going to ask everyone to please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance led by Senator Stewart. Okay, thank you. Please be seated. Would everyone please silence all electronic devices? Anyone wishing to speak before the committee, please complete an appearance form and give it to our committee administrative assistant. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be read into the record. And members, today we have five bills on the agenda, and I will need to leave this committee. So with that, I'm going to pass the gavel to Senator Mayfield. Chairman.
Thank you, Chair Huckel. Members, we're going to take up tab one first, Senate Bill 252 on state employee higher education fee waivers by Senator Stubbe. And Senator Stubbe, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Under current law, the state of Florida will waive most tuition fees up to 6 credit hours per semester for its full-time employees admitted to graduate school programs across our state. With 3 academic semesters per calendar year and 6 credit hours eligible per semester, students can technically have 18 credit hours of tuition waived per year. This bill would provide that those 18 credit hours of eligibility for tuition waivers be determined on a calendar year basis as opposed to a per academic term like they are now. So if a student wanted to be able to take the majority of those credit hours over the summer versus 6, 6, and 6, they can do that flexible to their schedule. That is the bill.
Great, thank you. Members, are there any questions on the bill? Seeing no questions, is there any appearance cards on the bill? None. Is there any debate on the bill? Seeing no debate, Senator Stubbe, you're recognized to close on the bill.
Wave close.
Wave close. Lauren, will you please call the roll on Senate Bill 252?
Senator Book? Senator Farmer?
Yes.
Senator Galvano? Senator Lee? Senator Perry?
Yes.
Senator Simmons?
Yes.
Senator Simpson?
Yes.
Senator Stewart?
Yes.
Senator Thurston?
Yes.
Chair Mayfield?
Yes. And members, by your vote, Senate Bill 252 is reported favorably.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. We are now going to take up tab 4 in your binder, which is Senate Bill 1056 on computer coding instructions by Senator Pasademo. And Senator Pasademo, you are recognized to explain your bill. You want to do the amendment first?
Thank you. I think the amendment would be appropriate.
Right, okay. So we're going to hear, there is one amendment, and we're going to take up that amendment. It's barcode 233566 by Senator Pasademo.
Thank you, Madam Chair and committee members. The reason why we are doing an amendment is that we originally started the bill talking about coding, and then the industry came to us and said, you know, coding is really a subset of computer science. So basically what this bill does, it's encouraging the districts to offer courses. There's two parts: offer courses in computer science and also to certify teachers in computer science. The bill phases in requirements for the districts to offer computer science courses taught by teachers who are going to be certified. There's also a provision in the bill, if the legislature would like to do this, to provide funding for teachers to incentivize them to obtain the certification so that they can teach computer science. The big problem we have in the state is one of the most sought-after jobs are computer science and computer programming and the like, and we just don't have enough teachers to teach students to do that. So this bill will give the opportunities for the districts to offer these kind of courses and also incentivize teachers to be certified so they can teach these courses. And that basically is the amendment and the bill.
Okay, great. Members, are there any questions? Okay, seeing no questions, is there appearance cards on the amendment? We have Tanya Cooper, Director of Governmental Relations with the Department of Education.
Good afternoon, Chair and members. Tanya Cooper with the Department of Education. I just really wanted to stand in support and thank the sponsor for this amendment and for this great bill. I would also like to encourage, when it does get to the Appropriations Committee, to fund the appropriations so we can make sure that our teachers do get certified in this and be able to teach the courses. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Next, we have Michelle White, the Chief Operating Officer of the Computer Coding Instructions. Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, members, we are now in debate. Any debate? Senator Pasadomo, you're recognized to close on your amendment.
I wave close.
Okay. All in favor of the amendment, say yay. All opposed, say nay. Yays have it. I didn't hear anything, but we have it. We're back on the amendment, and we're back on the bill as amended. Are there any additional questions on the bill as amended? Seeing no questions, is there any more appearance cards on the bill? We have several. We have Jessica Hooper, Director of Governmental Relations with Project Lead the Way. You're going to wave in support or speak? Okay, come on up.
Pardon me, I was helping somebody outside. Vice Chairman Mayfield and members of the Senate Education Committee, thank you for the opportunity to speak today in support of Senate Bill 1056. My name is Jessica Hooper. I'm a bit winded, forgive me. And I'm the Director of Government Relations for Project Lead the Way. We're a national nonprofit organization, and our mission is to prepare students with skills for a dynamic global economy. We serve 11,000 schools nationwide and over 500 in Florida, which translates to 120,000 students here in Florida alone. We truly connect industry with education through our partnerships with Toyota, Lockheed Martin, Chevron, and Verizon, all of which who actively recruit students who have taken our courses. As a fellow Floridian, I am here to let you know that Florida is far behind the rest of the country as it relates to computer science education. However, Senate Bill 1056 is the first step towards righting the ship. Computer science is no longer a skill for just a subset of students. In our technology-driven society, it has become a foundational skill. 50% of jobs in the United States use a computer, and that number is projected to rise to 77% in the next decade. Unfortunately, Florida students are exposed primarily to word processing and PowerPoint. It is imperative that we give our students the same chance that they would receive in Massachusetts or Maryland, states with robust computer science curricula. Can we truly expect Florida students to compete in a global workplace without exposure or formal training in computer science? Florida needs digital developers and programmers, not simply digital consumers. PLTW students are developing apps in seventh grade, and I can tell you a few moving stories of young people who realize that they want to be software engineers purely through exposure to these programs. What's better is that they have the ability to do so, if they're given the chance. Investing in computer science is an investment in Florida. Notably, the Amazon HQ2 search requests a copy of a state's K-12 computer science plan. Could Florida be eliminated from this economic opportunity because we are not current with the demands of industry? Every generation before us needed new skills for their economy. We are in the digital age and must respect the fact that kids today will be working in the era of automation and machine learning. This bill is critical to students' preparation for a global economy. Senator Pasadomo, we thank you for your leadership in sponsoring this legislation and having the vision to ensure Florida students have a competitive edge. To this committee, I ask you for your favorable vote and for the students of Florida.
Thank you. Okay, next we have Holly Sarges, is that right? She's with Florida Virtual School. Wave in support. You can just wave in support. Thank you. We have Brittany Holt with the Florida Chamber of Commerce that is going to wave in support. Holly's in the back. We have Debbie Mortham, the Foundation of Florida Future, is waving or speaking. You're waving in support? Great. Thank you. Thank you, Debbie. We have Erin Chow with the Junior League of Florida, and she is waving in support of the bill. Is she here somewhere? And then we also have Tanya Cooper. Are you waving in support of the bill? And then next, we had you in here twice. Ms. Cooper? So I think Ms. Cooper supports the bill heavily. Three times, filling out an appearance card. Okay, now, members, we are back on the bill. Is there any, or we're in debate. Is there any debate on the bill? Okay, seeing no debate, Senator Pasadomo, you're recognized to close on your bill.
I'll wave close.
Great. Lauren, can you please call the roll on committee substitute for Senate Bill 1056?
Senator Book? Senator Farmer?
Yes.
Senator Galvano? Senator Lee? Senator Perry? Senator Simmons?
Yes.
Senator Simpson?
Yes.
Senator Stewart?
Yes.
Senator Thurston?
Yes.
Chair Mayfield?
Yes. And members, by your vote, committee substitute for Senate Bill 1056 will be reported favorably. Thank you. Okay, next we're going to go to tab 2, Senate Bill 496 on out-of-school suspension by Senator Baxley. Senator Baxley, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Much, Chairman. You've seen this bill last year. We just need to redo it so we can get it lined up with the House again. But the out-of-school suspension bill authorizes parents to give public testimony regarding a district school board's out-of-school suspension policy, and it requires that the board review this once every 3 years so that there is a recurring opportunity to address what's being accomplished or not being accomplished during that approach with the student. And it specifies that a district school board's rules authorizing out-of-school suspension expire, so the board does not conduct its rules in accordance with the law. We just want to start a current discussion rather than kids just being suspended and start a discussion about what are the circumstances under which we would have out-of-school suspension. As we know, many of these young people are on the street getting into more trouble, and we're wanting to link it really to moving more towards in-school suspension opportunities so that they stay on track. But it is the bill you saw last year, and I would appreciate your support again.
Great. Thank you. Members, are there any questions on Senator Baxley's bill? Seeing no questions, there's public testimony. We have Bill Bunkley with the Florida Ethics and Religion Liberty Commission. Mouthful. Wave in support. Okay. We have Michelle White again with the Florida Association of Secondary School Principals. Waves in support. We have Jessica Jawasikwitz. She is with the Florida Association of Elementary and Middle School Principals. Waves in support. And then we have John Mixon with the Florida Assistant Principal Association. Thank you, and it's good to see you, Mr. Mixon. Okay, members, we are now on the bill and debate. Any debate? Seeing no debate, Senator Baxley, you're recognized to close.
I wave close.
Great. Lauren, will you please call the roll?
Senator Book? Senator Farmer?
Yes.
Senator Galvano? Senator Lee?
Yes.
Senator Perry?
Yes.
Senator Simmons?
Yes.
Senator Simpson?
Yes.
Senator Stewart,
yes.
Senator Thurston,
yes.
Chair Mayfield.
Yes, and members, by your vote, Senate Bill 496 is reported favorably.
Thank you,
Chairman. Okay, next we are going to take up tab 3, which is Senate Bill 654, Early Childhood Music Education Incentive Pilot Program by Senator Perry. Senator Perry, you'll be recognized to explain your bill.
Is this on? Thank you, Madam Chair and committee. Thought I'd present from up here, if that's okay. Pretty simple bill. This bill creates a pilot program of music in elementary education. There are two parts to the bill. The first part is an opt-in or incentive program for school districts to, if they decide to, we pay them extra. It's not a mandate on the school systems. Every district that we've talked to has said, yes, you you offer us extra money, we will implement a music and elementary education program. The second part of the funding goes to a university that will do both a qualitative and quantitative study. So, and by the way, before I get into that, y'all have got a handout. I hope you had. I know it's a little late to get that, but there's a handout that shows some information that you can look at that shows the effects of music in education. But what the university will do is in both a qualitative and quantitative study. So it will not only will it look at reading and math and scores and see if they are elevated, it will also check, they'll go into the schools and observe the students to see if there is a chance for students to assimilate. They come in so far behind, will they assimilate into the classroom? Right now, on a low end, we have children going into the first grade that I've heard 400,000 or 500,000 adult words communicated to them. On a high end, that could be 3 or 4 million adult words communicated to them. So two students show up for first day of first grade. They look the same, but they are not cognitively developed the same. And what we've seen is we've seen a gap in SAT scores and other scores over the last 30 years. So the lower end doesn't get lower, but the higher end gets higher every single year, and this gap has continued to grow. And so this hopefully will be able to determine whether or not having a program like this will get these kids engaged in the classroom. Not only will it elevate their reading and math and so forth, would they engage in the classroom? We can extrapolate out information later to see if they're less likely to drop out of high school from the study as well. So those are the two parts to the program, and that is the bill.
Great. Thank you. Members, any questions? Any questions? Okay. Seeing no questions, we have a couple of appearance cards. Keith Font with the Florida Citizens Alliance, waving in support. Oh, okay.
You'll support
it. Oh, I'm sorry. It is. It was this our mistake. You were waving in support of that. Okay. Yes. Out of school suspension bill. And then, oh, this is also an out of school suspension bill. I'm sorry. John Carrari. Great. Thank you. Sorry about that, guys. Okay, members, no more appearance cards on this bill? No more? Nobody else wants to speak? Okay, we are in debate. Any debate? Okay, members, seeing no debate, Senator Perry, you're recognized to close.
Thank you. Just real quickly, we talk a lot about testing and some of the other requirements that we have, and they're driving our school system. We've taken some of the arts and music, put those on the back burner. This is a chance to have not only put it back in a pilot program, but also have some data that we can hopefully come back with you in the next upcoming years and show you the effectiveness of this. I believe children are intrinsically creative. I think that sometimes our school system drives that out of them or a portion of that out of them. I think this will reinstate some of that and encourage that creativity. I really believe that we're going to see some data that's going to be pretty amazing. I believe it could have a transformative effect on our public education system, so I ask for your support.
Great. Thank you. Lauren, will you please call the roll?
Senator Book? Senator Farmer?
Yes.
Senator Galvano? Senator Lee?
Yes.
Senator Perry?
Yes.
Senator Simmons?
Yes.
Senator Simpson?
Yes.
Senator Stewart?
Yes.
Senator Thurston?
Yes.
Chair Mayfield?
Yes. And members, by your vote, Senate Bill 654 is reported favorably. Okay, right on cue. We'll give Senator Young a few minutes to come to the podium and catch your breath. Okay, members, we're going to go to tab 5, Senate Bill 1090 on enrollment of dependent children and active duty military personnel in the Florida Virtual School by Senator Young. You're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And this bill affects not a huge number of kids, but it is important because we've got children of active duty military where their parents are serving overseas, and there is no real standard method of them showing residency so that they can enroll in Florida Virtual School. So what the bill does is it provides a standard, which is the Department of Defense Form DD-2058, as the legal basis for establishing residency so that children that are not in Florida can use this form to say that, yes, I'm a Florida resident, and then they can sign up for classes at Florida Virtual School, but there is an amendment.
Right. I was going to ask you, you want to take up amendment barcode 136900?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I did not realize that there are multiple virtual instruction programs in Florida, so this amendment clarifies that this provision would apply to all approved providers. Madam Chair, can I go back to the bill? I did leave out one important part.
Sure, so we're going to go back to the bill?
Yes, or actually, I'll just describe it as part of this amendment.
That would be perfect.
The bill adds Florida Virtual School and all other virtual providers to the special academic programs for which a dependent child of active duty military personnel must receive first preference for admission if the child meets the eligibility requirement for such programs. That's the part I left out.
Okay.
And that is the amendment.
Great, thank you. As Senator Young has explained her amendment, are there any questions on the amendment? Any appearance cards on the amendment? And we do have one, Jim Horn with the K through 12 Inc. Jim, are you? Oh, wave and support, there you are. Okay, members, we are on debate on the amendment. Any debate on the amendment? Seeing no debate, Senator Young, you're recognized to close on your amendment.
Wave closed, thank you.
Right. We'll Senator Young closed on her amendment. All in favor of the amendment, say yay. Yay. All opposed, nay. Show the amendment is adopted. Now, members, we're back on the bill as amended. Are there any questions on the bill as amended? Seeing no questions, is there any more appearance cards, Lorraine? Okay, we have one that is from Holly. Sargis? I know I didn't pronounce her. Where's Holly at? Oh, there you go. Wave and support? Great. Okay, members, we are in debate. Any debate? Seeing no debate. Senator Young, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Wave close.
Great. Lorraine, would you please call the roll on committee substitute for Senate Bill 1090?
Senator Book? Senator Farmer?
Yes.
Senator Galvano? Senator Lee?
Yes.
Senator Perry? Senator Simmons?
Yes.
Senator Simpson?
Yes.
Senator Stewart?
Yes.
Senator Thurston?
Yes.
Chair Mayfield?
Yes. Members, by your vote, committee substitute for Senate Bill 1090 is reported favorably.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, members, is there any other business before the committee? Seeing no interest in that, Senator Lee, I move we adjourn, and without objection, the meeting is adjourned.